Let's return to Milo's Internet Marketing on TalkZone.com.
Welcome back. This is Milo, Milo's Internet Marketing radio program on TalkZone.com. When you get a chance, Milo'sInternetMarketing.com. Lots to check out on the website. We're talking today with Adam Kay. He's the VIP Relations Director of the corporate offices of Mike Filsaime in New York. And he deals with customers all the time. And we're going to do two things. I asked Adam if he would talk a little bit about handling difficult customers, because I think that's some questions we all have, and we don't want to turn them off, but yet we can't let them walk all over us either or take advantage of us. But first, Mike, you've raised so many good things in the first segment. I want people to be able to contact you if they want more information or have a question. So if you wouldn't mind give us some of that information and what they could do.
Sure, absolutely. Well, first of all, you can reach me directly at the corporate office at the following number, area code 631-615-4248. I'll give that number one more time. Of course, if you're calling from outside the U.S., it's country code number one, and then the area code is 631-615-4248. My email address is adam@mikefilsaime.com, and I'll just spell that for you. M is in Mike, I is in India, K is in kangaroo, E is in Edward, F is in Frank, I is in India, L is in Lima, S is in sunshine, A is in apple, I is in India, M is in Mary, E is in Edward.com. adam@mikefilsaime.com.
And Adam, when they go to our website and they click on the radio specials, that button will take them to that same information that will be listed for everyone to see, so they can get it through our website also.
That'll be fine. You know, there are certain special opportunities that are only available through VIP relations here at the corporate office of MikeFilsaime.com that are not found on any of our sites, that could not be obtained online anywhere. And it does have a lot to do with having the opportunity to receive some type of one-on-one guidance, customized guidance, if you will, not in a group, but just in a one-on-one type of a situation. So I know our time is limited here, obviously, but I would be more than happy to discuss such an opportunity because, you know, that could be the missing piece to the puzzle for many people, whether they're in their early stages of internet marketing, complete newbies, or even if they're more established and want to focus on something more specific. There's also, at times, certain types of benefits and bonuses that can be provided through VIP relations, which are not available on any of our sites. So there's an open invitation, whoever would like to reach me, and that is my direct office phone number.
Again, that's 631-615-4248. And Adam, you'll pick up the phone. If it's busy, that you can leave they'll leave a message and
yes,
you'll get back to them.
Leave a message. I try to think of myself as very good at getting back to people. But if you call me at 4 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday, I probably won't be sitting at my desk.
Oh, why not?
Well, it's interesting because I find that one of the differences with internet marketing is that, you know, obviously the computer, it's 24/7, it never stops. So there are people that I may send an email to somebody, and I also, when I send an email, do have on the corporate address and my phone number and everything, and people sometimes really believe that I may be sitting at my desk 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I've gotten phone calls on Christmas Eve, Christmas morning. You'd be amazed. But, you know, this is the world we live in. And I find it kind of fascinating sometimes.
Oh, I'm sure it would be to get a call from, you know, 12 hours away in the Philippines or somewhere out that direction. And people think, well, why aren't you there? It's 3 in the afternoon, but it's,
well,
you know,
true.
2 in the morning. But you mentioned helping along. We've talked many times about hand-holding. There's so many aspects of internet marketing that no one can do at all. You can't do web design. You can't do graphics. You can't do copywriting. You can't do sales. You can't do everything because not everybody's good at everything. Sure, you might be good at one or two things, but there's other things you have questions about. And the smartest people are the people that will ask questions. The smartest people are the ones who will go out and find somebody else to kind of guide them along that have been there before, so they don't keep banging their head against the wall, but find another way, another approach, another way of looking at something. And then oftentimes the light lights up. So hand-holding, getting some personalized help is really the best and fastest way to success. Doesn't mean you can't do something. It means you can do something. You can be proactive rather than reactive to something. And I think we also like to be proactive and reactive to difficult customers. No matter what it is, whether it's brick and mortar or internet, you always have someone that is upset. Now, they might come on. Many times people will call up and be very upset because it took them a while to get through on the phone line, or it's been stirring for a while. And once they meet that person online or talk to them on the telephone, it kind of begins to subside the problems, not necessarily the problem, but the feelings, the attitude subsides, and you can begin then to discuss it with them. But what are some good ways to handle difficult customers?
Well, certainly, we all recognize the fact that there's different ways of going about doing things, and there's no such thing as a perfect system. You know, specifically, you know, here at, you know, at Mike Filsaime, we do have certain systems in place, but we do have people who care. When I have an opportunity to speak with somebody, if they get to my phone line, it could be I've reached out to them on a totally, you know, separate issue. The first thing that they have to try to, you know, try to hopefully have them understand is that, you know, you do care. Okay? Once again, that you know that they're a human being on the other line. You know, it's so easy to think of people as email addresses or a phone number or whatever it might be. So, you know, active listening and for them to understand that, okay, you know what? I'm here. I'm here to hear what you have to say. That's important. I guess you can say the word is disarm in a way. The one thing you don't want to do is all of a sudden the person is coming at you and then you're immediately, you know, fighting what they're saying. Because then that's a confrontation right at the beginning, and you know nobody can win in a situation like that. So you know, get something off their chest in that case, so that you know you have the whole story, so you know how to best help them. I think that's very, very important. You may not always be able to help that person, because maybe the person that you're speaking to, he has or she has a certain idea of what you should be doing for them to make things better for them. Now, it may be something that you can do, but oftentimes it could be something that maybe you're unable to do. Well, maybe it's something very unrealistic. In which case, I still think at the end of the day, it's important to be upfront with someone to say, okay, look, I understand you'd like for me to do this or to tell you X, Y, and Z, but if I did, I would be lying, and that's not something that I do. I'd rather give you the information as it is, the good, the bad, and the ugly, instead of me just simply telling you something you want to hear. Very often, you could be doing somebody a disservice only by telling them something that they want to hear, which is not always the best way to go, and will not be able to help them.
I think most customers are happy. They call up mainly for basic information, but you do get, as I said, these rough people, and you expressed very well how to handle it, not to be confrontational, but kind of listen and kind of work through it. And you're right. Sometimes it's just time to cut the cord. You're not going to gain anything. You're not going to win. They're not going to win. Not necessarily it's a win-win, but no one's going to compromise at all. You can't. So you just say, well, thank you. We appreciate your business. And I've heard people say that, you know, we appreciate your business, and I'm going to send you a free something or other. And sometimes months later they might come back, because if they've done business with you before, they still want to do it again. They're just happy maybe over something in particular, so they can always come back to you.
I think that one of the in talking about having the chance to speak to a lot of people from all over the world, a lot of times the frustration comes from what has happened leading up to that point. You know, there are a lot of people out there in the early stages, and they may have piecemealed themselves to death. They may have purchased product after program after program after product over time. Some people may have had some tough experiences with, you know, from various sources, you know, who knows where. And, you know, maybe they just they want to be successful at their internet marketing, and maybe they're just hitting certain challenges or stumbling blocks. So you have to try to, you know, recognize that. And again, that's why it always comes down to the fact, you know, look at the big picture. Sometimes something could be bothering them which is so focused on one thing. You know, they say you can't see the forest through the trees. Where they have to look at the big picture instead of focusing on that one little thing. Because maybe by putting their attention to the big picture, that can help them overall instead of getting stuck on that one thing only. And again, it depends on the situation. But it's active listening, trying to really figure out what can be done to help somebody. And again, I still believe at the end of the day, we're a society of people, even with all the technology and any the digital links, the webinars, everything that's out there, as quality and as wonderful as it all may be, there's still something to be said about two people dialoguing with one person trying to help the other.
And Adam, you know better than anyone that people who get to start in internet marketing usually buy all kinds of things. They have so many things they don't know what to do with them. That's why having someone like you that they can call, and we'll give that number later. Also, that number is on our website under weekly radio specials. It just really helps them to see which direction to go. Because, like you said, too many programs, too many trees, you can't see where you're going to go, and it just makes it difficult for you, for them.
Absolutely. And by the way, when your callers, for those of your callers that do decide to call me, I know I mentioned about special opportunities. When they call, if they remember this, I know that you are from Chicago originally, or Chicago area.
Correct.
If they call me with the word Chicago, if they mention the word Chicago, that could be something that can certainly benefit them when we speak about some of the opportunities which they're not aware of. So if for some reason they don't remember Chicago, I'll give them a little hint along the way to try to help them out.
Very good. And we've talked about it before. It's always good to have some kind of for your returning customers, especially some kind of a coupon or some kind of a little thing, so they feel like they're kind of special. They get something maybe somebody else doesn't. I have another question for you about customer service. If I have a small website, a small business, and it's doing, you know, maybe a couple thousand a month or close to $1,000 a month, how's the best way to go for customer service? Should I hire somebody to handle it for me, so that when they answer or they make the call, there's a human on the other line? Should I look at strictly doing it by contact email? Should I do it by a ticket format of email or have a 1-800 number? What do you suggest?
Well, I think that, of course, every situation is different. Also, every business is different. You know, the niche of internet marketing, you know, buying or selling of internet marketing products and programs, is just one of a million different niches out there. You know, because customer service can vary by niche. If you are selling internet marketing programs, perhaps your customer service will be different than if, let's just say, you are providing information or advice on relationships, for example. Right? They could be very, very different.
Right, right.
The other thing, too, is it should be a system that's trackable, okay? The reason why, obviously, ticket systems are popular is because you have a customer, let's say they're having trouble downloading a report that they purchased, okay? So let's say that you have a report, and it's $9.97, and your customer is paid, but they can't access it for some reason. You know, generally, that's usually something that can best be taken care of through email, obviously. But it has to be something that can track, so you know that if you've successfully helped that customer, that it's in the archives, and also that if for some reason this customer contacts you in the future, that there's some type of record that you've helped this person before. I just think that it's very important to be able to have some sort of record. And as far as the best system, I think that's also for each person to decide, because different systems can have certain investment costs involved with it. Obviously, it depends on how your business is growing. I know that here, you know, Mike Fulsing, things obviously evolve. If you look at any business in this world, things evolve over time. You always want to try to evolve with your business to try to satisfy your customer needs as best as you possibly can.
And I think you know the adage, people don't buy products, they buy solutions. They want to solve some problem. Can you speak to that a little bit about, you know, how best to present their product?
Well, I think that you kind of hit it right there, having a solution. You know, it's like people, when they go to buy clothing, they just don't buy clothes for the sake of having clothes. I mean, you hope not. You know, they buy a coat in the winter because it's cold. It's a solution to a problem, the cold weather. How do I stay warm? They buy a swimsuit in the summer because they know they're going swimming. They have to wear something that's comfortable and makes sense for being submerged in the water. I think, again, it depends on your niche because, you know, ultimately, the way you may present something to someone who's seeking advice on something versus a product satisfying a need can be very, very different, okay? But in presenting it, that all comes down to the fact that, you know, you maybe want to brand yourself. Because if you have a customer, no matter what the business is, there's a certain confidence factor or a trust factor. Think of a store you go into when you have other choices to go into other stores. Sometimes it's the name you know. It could be the name you trust. And, you know, Mike Fulsing has built up a tremendous amount of trust over, well, it's certainly years now, of satisfied customers, of loyal customers. And because of the way he's so terrific at communicating with his customers, that's a very important point. There are times when you can communicate to your customer, even when you're not looking to sell something, because it's fostering a relationship. The more you foster a relationship between two parties, that can only benefit you going forward over time. And it makes the presentation of any sort of product or program or service or solution that much more fluid.
Adam, we're running short of time. If you could, again, let people know how they could contact you and what you might be able to assist them with.
Sure. Well, the number where you can reach me at, my direct office line, is area code 631-615-4248. My email address is adam@mikefilsame.com. That's A-D-A-M at M-I-K-E-F-I-L-S-A-I-M-E.com. adam@mikefilsame.com. And as far as being able to help, there are certain opportunities which can certainly help you in your internet marketing, whether you are a newbie in your early stages, even more established, maybe looking to focus on a particular area. There are certain things that can be provided to you which you cannot find on any of our sites, some of which has to do with receiving guidance in a very personal way. So it's certainly, I strongly urge you to give me a call. I'd love to be able to talk to you about it. And I think you'll be very pleasantly surprised. When you do call, give me the word Chicago. And that could something that could certainly benefit you when we speak.
Well, I'm sure you'll get some calls, and I want to thank you, Adam. We've only scratched the surface. There's so much in customer relations, and that's so important to keep the customers and to get them back. But I do want to thank you again, Adam. We'll talk to you again sometime soon. We've got lots more to cover, and if you wouldn't mind coming back, we'd appreciate that.
Well, I want to thank you for inviting me to come on, Milo. It was my pleasure. I hope that I am a native New Yorker, and I hope that your listeners were able to understand what I said through my New York accent. I say that tongue in cheek, of course, but it's my pleasure. I would certainly look forward to coming back. And if your listeners do call me, it would be my pleasure to speak with them.
And both New York and Chicago have something in common. Neither of us won the Olympics.
That is true. Lake Placid did have the Winter Olympics
right, back
in 1980 and in 1932. But I think we're talking about the big cities, so we're on the same page.
Right. Well, thank you very much, Adam. We'll be back shortly. Andy's going to talk about Internet Explorer 8 crashing, and it did on him today, in fact, so he can speak firsthand. We'll be back shortly. You're listening to Milo's Internet Marketing Radio Program on TalkZone.com.